30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Com to get started.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I love stuff like this. You know, you find these new docuseries, stuff that you've never heard about before, and you wonder why have I never heard of this? And this is just another one of these. Christian Hansen is with us, and it's a brand new a conspiracy. It's called The Octopus. It's on Netflix starting today, as a matter of fact. And Christian joins us here. How are you, Christian?
I'm so good. The film's called American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders. It's on Netflix now. And, you know, what you're saying, it really resonated with me. You know, I stumbled upon this story about 12 years ago, and I had never heard of Danny Casolaro, who's the main character of this story, who died under mysterious circumstances while writing this book in 1991. And I felt, you know, wow, why have I never heard of this guy? He seems awesome. He seems so interesting.
Right.
And the story he was working on seems fascinating. And, you know, it was just sort of alluded to in newspaper accounts of his death. And, you know, some of the scandals he was looking into were name-checked scandals, all of which I'd never heard of. You know, I was 6 years old when Danny died. I was born in, you know, 1985. So, yeah, I just wasn't familiar with really. I actually have a memory of the Iran-Contra scandal on TV. I remember seeing the hearings, but, you know, obviously I was probably really young. And maybe it could also be a false memory.
It's so interesting, too, because for some reason, just over the past few weeks, Iran-Contra has come up in my world several different times. And I don't know if it's, it's just something, some period in time that everybody, you know, kind of looks back on that deal. But let's dive into this a little bit. This is a journalist that you mentioned. Found dead in a hotel bathtub. Police rule it a suicide. But then a lot of investigating goes on, and they find out that, hey, this may not have been a suicide. And when you first heard about this, Christian, what was your immediate thought?
Well, good question. My immediate thought was that, he has a fear of blood. That was well documented in initial accounts of questions surrounding his death. His like kind of insane fear of blood. He hated getting his blood drawn. He hated being around blood outside the body. And I actually have the same feeling. Like I can't watch a movie where someone's shooting up or I don't like blood, you know, and I don't like blood just because it makes, makes you have that. It's like a phobia. And so the way he died was by, like, the most deep cuts of the wrist, self-inflicted, cutting through the tendons on both arms. You know, there's just so many. I mean, this is, we've automatically, leave it to me to get us into the darkest conversation possible.
Well, yeah, but
so many,
you know, you hear that.
So many ways to die. Why do that if you hate blood?
You're right. Right. And you hear that and you're like, how come nobody else is investigating this? And when you started investigating it, were you a little bit like, okay, wait a minute. He's looking into this conspiracy called the Octopus, a hidden organization connected to stolen government spy software, unsolved murders, big political scandals. It's got so many of these parts that are interconnected. I mean, at some point, Christian, did you say, maybe I shouldn't be looking into this?
Yeah, but then again, I was also like, well, if something does happen, I'll know for sure that I'm onto the right track.
Well, yeah, well,
there's an addiction to doing this kind of research. And when you start getting information that nobody else has that's reliable into, like, kind of documenting a story like this, it's a rush, like, you know, like winning the Kentucky Derby or something. It's like an insane, addictive rush that you get. I don't know, the excitement of it.
Right.
The danger adds to it.
Yeah, we're talking to Christian Hansen here
for the
National Defense.
Danger.
Yeah, the new docuseries, American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders, it is on Netflix now. And, yeah, I can understand what you're talking about. I mean, first of all, you start kind of digging in there and you get some mysterious conversations or phone calls from people. You got to say to yourself, okay, that validates my research, right?
Right, right. And on the other hand, Danny Castellero, you know, he was a lot, you know, he was looking into stuff that was happening in the mid, you know, early, mid, and late 80s,
sure.
early 90s, in the early 90s. You know, and he was getting a lot of threats. He was getting weird, threatening phone calls at all hours of the night. He was checking his car for bombs. He had his little brother living with him, and he had his brother move in with some other family members because he felt that what he was looking into was bringing out too much heat. And he didn't want to put his brother in harm's way. He didn't tell his family too specifically what he was looking into because he didn't want to put them in a position where they could get hurt. I mean, I think he was feeling the heat a lot, pretty heavily at the time.
Man, this is fascinating stuff. And, you know, I love these stories that, like we talked about, you've never heard of, but then that involves so many different aspects, even leading to the government and stories behind the government. Are we going to find out at the end of this that Ronald Reagan was deeply involved in something?
I would say that his CIA director, William Casey, was definitely deeply involved in something. And Ronald Reagan, you know, guilty by association.
Sure. Well, and it also begs the question always when I see one of these, what else do we not know?
Yeah, I know, right? That's, you know, obviously a fun question. and, you know, I'm going to keep looking into. I'm fascinated by the 1980s. I've got so many other fascinating stories to dig into, and I think documentaries and this documentary series is like such an interesting medium in which to
right.
tell these stories. Such a powerful medium. I want to keep poking around down there. Who knows? Maybe I'll start shifting my interest in more contemporary topics. But you know, I'm just going to follow where the story takes me.
I mean, you know, if you're digging into secrets, why don't you investigate the Kardashians? Find out what's going on there, will you?
Yeah, I've had to do a little bit of, familiarize myself with the topic. I'm not too, I think one of them dated Kanye West at some point.
Christian, man, this is fascinating. Thank you so much for the time. I can't wait to see it. American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders, which is on Netflix right now. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Be right back here on the National Defense.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we love having this guy on our program. Tom Papa, excellent, excellent stand-up comedian, actor, radio host. He does it all. And the question that everybody's asking in Omaha is Tom Papa coming to Omaha? Yes, calm down, Omaha. Tom Papa will be there April 27th. Tom, can you talk to the people in Omaha and just settle them down?
First of all, I love you, Omaha, and I actually have to ask you, because I've never been to this new venue, the Steelhouse. I've never been there. They say it's really great. People are saying nice things. So hopefully that shows that I love you all. I don't know what more can
right.
I do. I guess I
exactly.
Can bake bread and bring it. I can bake some bread and bring it with me.
The Steelhouse is fantastic. You're going to love that. They have biscuits and gravy there every morning, and so it's just going to be a fantastic thing. April 27th. Hey, Tom. Speaking of breaking bread, are you still doing that podcast? You're doing like 900 podcasts now.
Well, I've got my radio show on Sirius XM. On the Netflix channel, but I've also got my Breaking Bread with Tom Papa podcast. That's the main thrust, really. And I've been doing that for a little. We just hit 200 episodes, actually.
Oh, wow.
Where I bring in comedians or people from the food world, and we break bread. We sit and break bread and have fun conversations.
Can I just ask you about the food world a little bit? I just got back from a trip. I got a buddy that lives in Carolina Beach, North Carolina. And I don't know if this is true of all beach communities, but when you're in Carolina Beach, if you just meet someone, they can't wait.
Yeah.
Whatever they're eating or drinking, they can't wait for you to try it. And I don't know if that's just a Carolina Beach thing, or is that, have you run into that before?
No, any place. I mean, look, I tour all over the country. I'm constantly on the road, and the main thing people want to tell you about is what they eat, what the best thing to do, what the best thing to eat. I think we love it so much that that is the thing. You go someplace and like, oh, man, you've got to go try this place, or that place has the best martinis, or this place has the best biscuits. They can't stop. Everywhere you go, it's almost, it's funny when you mention it that way. It's like we're all running into like our grandmother, who's
right.
All right, you made the trip. We'll have something to eat. Sit down. You look too skinny.
We're talking to Tom Papa here on the National Defense. Now, see, okay, there's that version, right, of you look too skinny. My dad is very famous for insulting people that are too large in our family, and he will tell you immediately, and he did this to my nephew already. He's like, it looks like you gained a little weight. Dad, don't say that. People don't want to hear that.
That's funny. My father does the same thing. But he's fat himself.
But does anybody ever say, hey, you're also fat?
Yeah. No, I don't know what it is, but I think it's just confidence. He's sitting there with his pot belly, like Winnie the Pooh, and he's saying to like 22-year-olds in the family, well, you're gaining a little.
Right.
But I think because he's so confident and says it, he throws them. They don't think to say, well, what about you?
Right. Yeah. I'm talking to Tom Papa here on National Defense Network. And oh, we just got a call from Niceville, Florida. Yes, he'll be there.
I'm coming to Niceville.
Come on.
What more can I do for you people? Do you hit D.C.? Do you have D.C. on your reach?
Let's see. We got Fairfield, Connecticut. We got New Orleans. Oh, that'll be a fun show.
Yeah. Do we have listeners in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely.
That's where I'm going to be shooting my new Netflix special.
Absolutely, we have listeners in Washington, D.C.
Oh, man. Well, June 15th, I have two shows at the Warner Theater, and I will be recording my Netflix special. So if you want to be on Netflix,
wow,
and you live in the D.C. area, June 15th, that's your show.
And where's that going to be?
The Warner Theater.
Warner Theater.
Beautiful theater in Washington, D.C. We have two shows, one at like 7-something, one at 9-something. And the cameras will be rolling, and everything that I've done on tour leading up to that point will be recorded and the new Netflix special.
That's going to be so cool, man. That your last special is hilarious. We're talking to Tom Papa here on National Defense. And yeah, so your Sirius XM show, Come to Papa, and that's on, I think, Channel 99? Is it Channel 99?
I think so.
99!
Or 93. It's a Netflix is a joke station. It's What a Joke with Papa and Fortune. It's me and Fortune Feenster. And we do the show every day from Los Angeles.
Fortune Feenster is hilarious as well, of course. You've been on the program several times. And now, you guys, so you bring on other stand-ups. Who do you like right now? I know you obviously love Fortune Feenster, but who else makes you laugh?
I really love Ryan Hamilton. He's really funny. He's a great stand-up. There's another stand-up. He just had a new special come out on Netflix, Dusty Slay.
Ooh, I don't know.
Out of Nashville.
Okay.
He's super funny. Maria Bamford is always a
I love her.
Yeah, she's so good. She's so creative. Every time I watch her, she's so unique and she writes so great. She's really inspiring.
And you have been in some really cool movies with some big name people, Matt Damon, Paul Giamatti, Robert De Niro. How was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the first movie I ever did. It was Analyze That.
Oh yeah.
I got called into the audition. I was playing this boyfriend trying to go straight after getting out of jail from being in the mafia, and he's trying to work in jobs, straight jobs, and he's working in a jewelry store, and I come in to buy my engagement ring. So anyway, I came into the audition, and I auditioned, and I got the call back. I come back for the call back, and I said, okay, come to that room. You're just going to read the scene. You're going to the director will be there, and you're going to read with Bobby. And I figured Bobby was like the kid, you know, the casting kid.
Right.
Who reads the scenes with you. And I walk in, and Bobby is Robert De Niro in the audition.
Wow.
I was like, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So I read with him, and it was like, you know, all right, just be cool. This is Robert De Niro. Not a big deal. Just get through the scene. And we start reading the scene, and he loses his way. He like, lost.
Oh, no.
Like, in the script and starts fumbling around. I went from, wow, I can't believe I'm with Robert De Niro, to I can't believe Robert De Niro's sabotaging my audition.
Oh, man.
But we got through, and I got the part. Yeah, it was great.
That's fantastic. Wait. Poughkeepsie. He'll be... Ugh, Tom, such a pleasure.
Yes, stop yelling, Poughkeepsie.
Right. Great to have you on, man. It's great to talk to you again. Best of luck with everything.
You too.
And have a great life.
Thanks, man. I'll see you down the road.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Way of future prospects. He had graduated at the bottom of the class of 1972 at Anvil Cleona High School and was stuck in a below minimum wage job at the local car wash. Intrigued by stories from his former guidance counselor's memories of listening to Army DJs while stationed in West Germany, he told the recruiter, "I want to sign up for that." "Wouldn't you rather fight for your country?" the soldier asked, offering Smith a signing bonus to go infantry. "No, I'd much rather talk for my country," Smith said. Smith ended up enlisting, leaving behind his buffing cloth and small-town roots for jungle boots and a life of adventure. He would go on to spin records in Thailand, South Korea, and Germany, interview rock stars and politicians, and report on pivotal moments in history. In his recent self-published memoir, Soldier of the Airwaves, Defending Democracy One Song at a Time, he tells the story of that fateful recruiter visit and the twists and turns of the career that followed. Smith takes readers on his 44-year journey in and out of uniform as a broadcast journalist for the U.S. government, including 32 years overseas with American Forces Network, which airs popular radio and television programs for U.S. troops stationed overseas. That's your Troop Movement segment for this week. We'll have a brand new one for you next week right here, only on the National Defense. And we told you about these guys before, the great group of Warriors Heart, and they do such a great job of veterans and their families. And Warriors Heart Admissions Director and Marine Corps veteran Michael Odell is with us here on the National Defense. Michael, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, so Warriors Heart, we've talked about on the program before. Tell us exactly what you guys do. What's the mission for Warriors Heart?
Yeah, so our mission at Warriors Heart is to really is to help bring 1 million warriors home. And what we mean by that, so we specialize in substance abuse treatment and PTS. And our focus is just on active duty military veterans and first responders and bringing them home. A lot of them, you know, they deploy, they serve their communities. They've never really felt like they were home. And in short, that's our mission, to help them feel like they're at home, finally.
Yeah, and that's so important now. I mean, especially with the number of suicides and the tough transitions for so many people. It's great that you guys are totally involved in that. What about your military service, Michael? Talk about that a little bit and maybe what your transition was like.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I joined the Marine Corps. I'm from a small town in Bandera, right actually where Warriors Heart is, our Texas facility. I joined the Marine Corps in 2006, and I served 4 years. And in that 4 years, we deployed twice. My first deployment was with 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines out of Kay Bay out in Hawaii, and we deployed to Fallujah, Iraq. And then my second deployment, which came like 6 months after that one, was to Ramadi, Iraq. And both of those deployments were – they were your typical deployment, one thing happened on our second deployment that really kind of impacted us in a deep and very painful way. And our SAW gunner committed suicide about 1 month into that tour, and that really impacted us in a
wow. While he was deployed.
Yeah, we had been there about 1 month, maybe a little more. So we hadn't been there long, and we heard gunshots, and we all kind of woke up and went running around trying to find where they came from, and found our friend, our brother, our Marine, no longer with us.
Mm. Oh, that's so tragic. I mean, is that something that happens maybe more often than we know?
I think it probably does. This is the only instance I know, and it's, you know, because I was there and it's personal, but I know that it's not the first time, and we just hope it's the last, you know.
Absolutely, man. Oh man, that's so sorry to hear that. So tough, certainly for you guys to go through as a unit too. And I would imagine that impacted just about everything else in your life after that, right?
It did. It did. So one of the toughest things was, you know, we were on deployment, so we had a missions to carry out, and so after that happened, we had a memorial service, and then just pressed on, and so there was no time to process.
Right.
You know, we had another 6 months of deployment in Ramadi to go through. And then 6 months later, when you come back, it's kind of not that it's old news, but it's we're kind of way past that in a sense.
Right.
And so nobody ever processed anything, really. And a lot of us started to struggle a pretty big way after that, especially with substance abuse for me. And, that's kind of how my transition. So I got out of the Marine Corps after that, and my transition was not a good one, man. Not a good one at all.
We're talking to Michael Odell here in the National Defense from Warrior's Heart, Admissions Director, Marine Corps vet. So let's talk about that a little bit, because there was a lot, not just the addiction, but a lot involved in a bad way with your transition back, right?
Yes, sir. So I got out of the Marine Corps in 2010. You know, quickly went to work, stayed as far away from the VA as I could, you know, because I didn't want to admit that I needed help.
Right.
And my addiction just continued to get worse and worse and worse. And it just, to fast forward to 2016, I ended up going to prison for 2 years for substance abuse. So, you know, there I was, you know, honorable discharge, combat veteran, served my country, struggling with addiction. Now I'm in prison because I just wouldn't admit that I needed help. Wow. And that was my transition.
Wow. And what was that like, going to prison? I mean, that's a whole different deal. You know, you've been, like you said, you've been deployed. You've been this Marine that was honorably discharged. You did everything you could for your country, and now you're going to prison.
Mm-hmm. It was very tragic. You know, I had a young son. He was 2 years old. And there was no way around it. I had to go. But the beautiful thing about it is, through that, you know, Marines are resilient. We're resilient, and we'll make it through just about anything. And I was able to turn that 2 years of experience into something positive and really turn my life around through that. But not everybody has that opportunity. Well, everybody has that opportunity, but not everybody takes it. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Michael. And a lot of people couldn't bounce back from that. I mean, you know, this takes a special kind of person, special mentality, I would imagine, for that. How did you do that? Kind of rebuild your life, and, you know, and kind of get back in charge of your own life.
The first. So when I was in county jail, awaiting sentencing, I prayed about it. I prayed to my higher power, and I prayed for a 3-year prison sentence. The offer was 8 years. I prayed for a 3-year prison sentence. And I told myself and my higher power that if I got that sentence, I would sign the paperwork with a smile on my face. I would do my time and turn my life around. And when I went to court, that's what the judge offered me. And I knew right then and there that it was time to take control of my life. I had been given exactly what I asked for, and it was time for me to make a change. And that's what I did. I never turned back.
Wow. And the guys in the rest of your unit that also went through that tragedy, I'm sure you guys have, you know, kept in touch. How are they doing?
We've lost a couple to suicide. A couple are struggling with addiction, and then a few of them are doing really well. And I actually just got a letter in the mail from a friend of mine's daughter. Well, my friend of mine, but his daughter I met through them while we were stationed together, and she's graduating high school. And they invited me to her graduation. So that was really, really cool. Having
wow.
seen them in many, many years.
You know, Michael, I'm so thankful that you're telling your story, because you're the number one. You're the only one that can tell it. But number two, I don't think people realize sometimes when they hear the numbers, you know, 20 a day, you know, all the statistics that are surrounding PTS and suicide, and they just don't understand how deeply that affects everybody. I mean, you talk about there are a couple of suicides just in your own unit, and that could have been you, right?
It could have been, and I tried. I tried when I got out of the military. I tried, man, and I woke up. My pistol was on the floorboard of my vehicle, and the driver window was shattered, and I was still alive. The bullet casing on the ground.
Oh my gosh!
I tried, and I was not successful. Thank God.
Yes.
But it's people hear it all the time. Like you said, 22 a day, 22 a day, 20 a day. People hear it, but I agree with you. I don't think it sets in.
Right.
And it's almost unreal. Like, two of my uncles took their life, and they were military. It's not uncommon, and people kind of gloss over it until they have a personal experience with it. And that's when you see people making a change around things. And if this world that we live in, if they would just not have to experience it before they want to make a change, I think things would be just a different trajectory.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, there's always that, like you talked about, that stigma of getting help and admitting that you're having a problem. I think that's getting a little better, maybe, just because it is so prevalent. What do you think about that?
Yes, it is getting better. It very much is. We since 2016, we've served over 3,000 of our nation's heroes in our residential treatment center. And that right there, that's almost the same number of lives that were lost in Afghanistan in service to this country.
Wow.
And that number tells you that people are reaching out for help, and the stigma attached to it is getting less and less. But there's also stigma attached to the other side of that, the folks that did experience trauma that are okay. It's twofold.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
So our facility here is a 500, both facilities are over 500 acres, and almost every inch of the property is used for therapy and healing of some kind. We're a dual diagnosis program, so we treat both at the same time. Some people say my addiction came first. Some people say I drink because of PTSD. Some people say PTSD came. It doesn't matter to us. We treat the whole person in our six-week program, and we offer a ton of clinical therapy, one-on-one clinical therapy, experiential therapy, EMDR therapy, and we even offer a wide variety of electives to help warriors get grounded and also to put some tools in their pocket when they get home. Like, we have a full metal shop, a full wood shop, a canine program where they could even leave here with an emotional support or a full service. Yeah.
Man, that's so cool. Do you guys do anything with the equine therapy at all?
We do. Yeah, at our Texas facility. Yes, sir.
Man, I've seen that work wonders. And as a guy who has a couple of horses, it's just it's amazing to watch that work on people that are nervous, the people that are anxious, because horses don't care. You know, right?
Yep.
I mean, if a horse senses that you're afraid, oh man, that's they don't ask how you're feeling.
No, and you can try to hide it all you want. If a horse senses you're afraid, you're afraid.
Exactly. And let me tell you, I've been on a horse and been afraid, so I can validate that for sure. Boy, did Warrior's Heart get the right guy in you? I mean, that I can't imagine anybody with your background and what you've gone through being better suited to be an admissions director of Warrior's Heart. How did that come together?
The stars were in alignment. I throw it all up to my higher power. I was released from prison in 2018. I had a little less than a year of parole. And that was January 18th of 2018. And literally 3 months later, I meet one of the founders of Warrior's Heart at the CrossFit gym. I had an ankle monitor on my ankle for parole, and he heard my story. And basically all he heard was Marine Corps veteran, honorable discharge, addiction, prison, and sober. And he said, "Hey, man, I've got a facility right across the street. I'd like to offer you a job, answering the phones, helping people out." And I was like, "Sure, man, I need a job. I got, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. I had no clue. I took a job is what it was. And what I found out was, this is my purpose. It's my passion. Right. It's my calling. Like, I couldn't think of a better place to be personally and professionally.
I mean, it's your mission.
Absolutely.
Hey, Michael, if the people that are listening now, whether they're listening on Armed Forces Radio Network, they're deployed, whether they're veterans that have recently transitioned back, what would you say to them if they're having those kind of thoughts that you had? And from a guy who's – and that's the other great thing about you leading this effort, because you've been there, man. I mean, it's one thing for me to tell somebody – don't do that. But I mean, from a guy who has been through it all, for you to make that statement, what would you say to people that are maybe unsure, maybe they think they need some help, but they're not sure?
Yeah, man, great questions. So there's a lot of things that I could say and that I would say. And one of them is that I didn't think I needed help I didn't want help. I didn't think I really needed it. I thought I could control it myself.
You didn't want anybody around you, I'll bet. I bet you didn't. You said you tried to stay away from the VA. You don't want to talk to anybody, I'll bet.
Nobody. And I rode that horse until I went to prison. And then I found out, oh man, maybe I was wrong. And so what I would say to somebody that's questioning it or on the fence or not sure, it's never too late to choose to live a better life. Maybe that means coming to treatment. Maybe that means going to a meeting. Maybe that means reaching out to a therapist for some help. You know, not everybody needs inpatient treatment, but if you're questioning it, you probably need some help, and there's nothing wrong about asking for it. That was my first sign that I had taken control of my life was admitting that I had lost control of my life. That took strength. It wasn't a weak. My kids now, when they see me, they see strength. They see a good dad. They see positivity. They see a bright future for them. They wouldn't have been able to see that if I didn't change my life and reach out for help. It took strength, not weakness.
Boy, that's so well said. Yeah, because a lot of times that is viewed as a weakness. But like you say, man, that takes strength. It takes strength to not only know that there's something going on that you need to investigate, but it takes strength then to reach out and see where you are. You know, and I would encourage people to listen to that nudge. Listen to that, because we all have it. We all have that little nudge in our head from time to time that says, "Hey, you got to do something here." And if you just, I would encourage you just to listen to that nudge and take that next little step, because every little step is the, you know, that's a way to start, right?
Yes. The population we serve, firefighters, EMTs, active duty veterans, police, this population has been bred and trained to serve other people. They've not been trained to serve themselves. And if we can't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of those that matter most to us.
Right. Right. You know, that's what they tell caregivers. You know, if you're a caregiver, it's not going to do the person you're caring for any good at all if you're not able to take care of yourself.
Right. And that's the mindset shift that needs to happen and that we're trying to make happen. It's okay to take care of yourself. It's better for everybody.
Man, I bet your kids are so proud of you.
Yeah, they are, man, and they bring me to tears quite often because I still, even though I've been sober almost 8 years, I consider myself to be successful in my mission and what I'm doing and all the things, but I still have those feelings of undeserving, like they deserve better than me. And I know that it's not true, but some of those feelings, just like PTSD and trauma, sometimes they never go away. But what we get to do is learn how to process through them and identify what's true and what's false. I may have those feelings, but it doesn't mean they're true. And I get to work through that. It's a daily thing to change your life.
Yeah, it's not a one step process. I mean, I get it. It all starts at warriorsheart.com/connect. And I'm going to give out the 24-hour hotline number. It's 866-955-4035, answered by Warriors. You're going to be talking to somebody who knows exactly where you've been. 866-955-4035, or go to warriorsheart.com/connect. Man, it is such an honor to talk to you, Michael. Thank you so much for your candid story. Thank you for sharing all of that, and thank you for the work that you are doing for our heroes.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us on the show. We're here because they deserve it. That's why we're here. And if we can impact even one soul through this show, it was 100% worth it. We just want to help change lives, and the ripple effect of that is tremendous.
We'll be right back here on the National.
Where have all the Friday jobs reports gone?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The White House used to gloat about their incredible job numbers.
The latest report was off by 40%. They are lying to you.
What's the real truth about the jobs reports?
It's all fake. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at Wounded Warrior Project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.